You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Are you ready for a dumper derby?
Oh, who but Cal Raleigh was going to win that home run derby last night? It's been the dumper season. It really has been. The guy's just hitting taters every single night. Every night, this guy.
Yeah, well, I look at our dong standings every week. And it's all I'm saying. I look at it, and it's like two more homers for the dumper, Cal Raleigh. You think I would have learned? I said yesterday, I'm like, well, dumper's obviously going to win.
Should have bet dumper. Plus 295, too, is not bad.
Who do you bet? If it's not dumper,
who'd
I'm like,
bet?
I bet James Wood, like an
James
idiot.
James Wood, the guy from Casino?
Yes.
Yeah, it's big dumper season. 38 home runs at the break. That's insane. So he's on pace for, what did we say, 62 home runs?
Is that it?
No, 64.
Nice.
He's on pace for 64 home runs as a catcher. And he also, according to Nick's metrics, is one of the best defensive catchers in the game.
Yeah, Nick's
on that.
His proprietary defensive numbers over there.
Big dumper.
Very, very pro big dumper.
The guy's been absolutely insane. And this is, I feel like Lanny must have loved this because he had the father-son combo.
Yeah,
right? Because Bryce Harper, Robinson Cano, both won with the father-son
Father-son, brother behind the plate combo.
Brother behind the dish. That adds to it.
Generations of dumpers out there. Yeah.
That's what it was. It was a dumper family reunion in Atlanta last night. They win the derby. Unreal.
How much of it did you watch?
So I was recording the Dork podcast last night, but I had it on the TV. So I can't speak to the commentary.
Sick brag, bro.
You can check those out right now. Superman full review is available right now on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. But so I was recording that, but I had it on the screen, watched some of the stuff early, and then had it. So I had it on mute, so I can't speak to it. I know a lot of people were complaining about the announcers.
You were watching
but I was watching it. Yeah, I had it on and just watching the dumper show. And well, I was watching as many of the home runs as they would show me. Is how I'll say.
Well, so, I mean, look.
Not to be old man that yells at cloud, well, but I was a little bit of like, hey, let's see some of these home runs.
This is what I was just going to say. Yeah. I don't want to be the old man who yells at clouds about the home run derby. We like the home run derby.
However, we are old men who yell at clouds.
There are two things that they could do to just easily get me back on board. I mean, I literally watched the whole thing last night, and I didn't plan on that. I didn't sit down planning to watch the whole thing. Brag.
Well, you're screaming at James Wood.
You had
some hams invested in James
Wood. I knew I was in trouble the second I saw James Wood was first up. I don't know when they announced the order, but I was unaware of the order until I sat down and watched.
Unfair.
The second James Wood was the first guy, I'm like, bad bet.
That's out.
Cash out. I had immediate buyer's remorse the second I saw that. But no, I just, they need to get back to the 10 outs. Like the stupid.
I agree.
The stupid extra round. Yeah. The idea I thought, put them on a clock. The thing will go faster because it was getting ridiculous. It was taking 3.5, 4 hours, whatever it used to take. the Home Run Derby was ending at midnight, and you're like, all right, that's a little much.
It was
honestly,
late in the game, and then they're like, here is a recorded celebrity softball game.
If it's going to be 3 hours anyways, with the stupid timer and the extra round, just go back to the 10 outs.
10 outs.
It's easier. It's more digestible. I feel like half the time I go, was that even a home run? And then they're on to the next pitch, and then there's
hard
another one in the
sometimes.
Air, and I'm like, wait, was that last one a home run? What's this? I feel like it's just a confusing.
What's the counter? What's the exit velo?
Now, look.
What are we doing?
We're in our 40s, Keith. We're approaching the precipice of old age, if we're not already in old age.
Yeah, we're there.
And so we are old men yelling at clouds. But
past the midway point.
I feel confused by the whole thing. I feel confused watching the whole thing.
I don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
They don't.
That was me watching the Derby.
Yeah, I was like, what are they doing?
That literally was me watching
Go
the
back
Derby.
To the 90s.
In many regards, right? Everything. Clothing, shorts, you name it. TV shows, go back to the 90s. I have no problem. Video games, go back to the 90s. But that is one thing that I would say is I liked it a lot more. It's funny. I saw a tweet that was making the rounds last night. It was some girl. She's like, is anybody else's boyfriend or husband complaining about how the Home Run Derby used to be good and now it's not? She's like, seriously. She's like, that's all he's talking about.
Outside of me complaining about losing my bet before it even got out of the starter's blocks, Kat heard a lot of that.
Like,
last
this
night.
Used to be good. And because a lot of eyes are going to be on this because there's nothing else to do. Like, this is the event. So everyone's watching it. If you're a diehard, of course you're watching. If you're not, you're like, it's on.
Terp was watching Summer League. So Terp would argue that there was something else.
Terp's going to talk to Jordan Walsh, tell him to cool down a little bit.
Terp goes, oh, yeah, I watched the last round. He had a tweet ready to go when Dumper won. He's like the biggest Dumper guy there is.
Big Dumper.
And he's
pure
like,
hoops.
He's like,
he
oh,
was pure hoops.
Oh, I watched the last round. I was busy watching Summer League. I'm like, okay, Terp. He is just pure hoops all the time. That's true.
Not to tease away the whole program here for the week. Tomorrow, pure hoops hour with Justin Turpin.
Pure hoops hour?
Yep. High noon. Starting at high noon.
Wow.
Yep. Starting at high noon, then we're kicking him out at 1.
Set your timers now.
So we'll talk to him about Jordan Walsh, the hothead in Summer League. No, but the Home Run Derby was one of those things where it's still greater than the slam dunk contest because you at least have all-stars in it. And now someone make the case, well, it's not Judge and Ohtani. Like I heard Wiggy complaining about that. But it is 8 all-stars. Like guys are going to be in the game, including the guy who leads the league in home runs. Like Cal Raleigh leads the league. So if you were just like, hey, give me the guys that are 1 through 8 in home runs. He has 38 at the break. And I also, like, Judge has done it, right? Judge has done it before.
Judge has won it. Ohtani's done it.
He's done it.
Schwarber's done it.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think, like, dunk contest, those guys didn't have to do it every year. You know, Jordan did it, but then he didn't do it every year. Kobe did it. Vince Carter did it. You don't have to do it every year. So I think in baseball they have. You know, James Wood and Junior Caminero, both top 10 home runs in the season. Brian Buxton's tied for 12th. Like, these are guys that have hit home runs. It's not, hey, let's find a guy that smashes bombs for AAA. That's what they do with the dunk contest. They're like, let's find a guy who can dunk in the G League.
If they brought up Christian Campbell, that would be the equivalent of Mac McGlung winning dunk contests. Instead, you get bona fide all-stars.
Yeah.
And trust me, I want Judge. I want Ohtani.
Yeah.
Bring back Griffey if you want. He was there last night.
Oh, Griffey'd be cool.
Like, trust me, I want bigger stars and bigger names, but at least they're real bona fide all-stars. It's not as good as it used to be. Nothing is. You know, we'll cry about that all day long.
My knees, my back, not as good.
But the idea that this has fallen as far as the slam dunk contest is just not even close. I'm with you.
No, not even close. And I think, you know, all-star games are really more for the kids. Like, I think, you know, when you were 10, 11, 12, that is probably when you cared about all these things the most. Home Run Derby, slam dunk contest, all-star games.
CC make it to the start of this last night?
CC Beans missed this one.
Neither did Lucas.
No, she was rewatching Minecraft for the 10th time, and then we had to put her to bed. So I'm like, you're not going to stay up and see if Cal Raleigh wins. I'll let you know in the morning if Cal Raleigh wins this. After her game that she saw on Saturday, she's like, I don't really like home runs. I like low-scoring 1-0 ball games.
She's like well-pitched, like, get crisp,
I like
well-pitched
pitching
games.
Duels, plays at the plate. So that's what she saw. Yeah. So that's what she enjoys. But no, I mean, it kind of is what it is. You're going to see some big dingers. The other hilarious tweet I saw about the Home Run Derby was the way it's covered now. They're like, there was a exit velocity of 103 miles an hour, 46 degree launch angle, and it landed 583 feet. Whereas back in the day, it was back. No exact metric. Chris Berman's back.
It could use, my buddy texted me that. It could use Berman, though.
It could, although I'll be honest, it got to a point with Berman.
Bring him back a couple years ago.
Yeah, they should.
Didn't work.
They should.
I didn't.
Just let him do it. He's Home Run Derby
Just him?
Yeah.
You don't want Pat McAfee running around on the field getting people all fired up?
I actually did miss that. Billy was saying, or maybe it was Nick, was saying he was like doing the intros last night. I didn't see
McAfee was getting the crowd into it,
I guess. I missed that.
Of course, McAfee from Atlanta. What? No. They couldn't have gotten somebody from Atlanta to do it?
I guess not.
I don't know.
Two things that I would have little nitpicks about beyond the broadcast last night. And Laura, I like the Home Run Derby. There's nothing else going on.
Right.
I like it. You're right. It's
the only game in town.
It's for the kids, but I like it. What the hell else are we watching? I think a lot of you watched last night. Did you enjoy it? How would you fix it? You can jump in if you want. 617-779-7937. A whole bunch of ways you can get in touch. That's also your text line. Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. Twitch chat says it's a new low. We're talking Home Run Derby today, Keith.
New low?
If you think that's
a new low,
we can go so much lower than that.
You should tune in tomorrow.
You can also watch and chat on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can also stream anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Whole bunch of ways to consume Jones and Keith. I don't even get how Cal Raleigh advanced. He won by an inch.
Yeah,
which every inch matters.
I've never won a tiebreaker.
He won by an inch to even get through the first round.
Sick brag.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, Cal Raleigh and Brent Rooker, they're going to a swing off, and then they came back from break, and they're like, Cal Raleigh's through to the next round. I'm like, did they not air the swing off? What happened? Did they flip a coin or something?
Yeah, it was 470.62 feet. To 470.54.
Yeah, so
seven is dominated nuts, the world though.
Yeah. So major,
I don't really get that either.
Major asterisk on him even advancing first place.
No.
And then I would have been bullcrap if Cominero won and they gave him that home run that the kid robbed from him. That should not have counted as a home run.
How about the kid played defense? So that was always one of the other staples of the Home Run Derby. Was kids running into each other. Just rubbing into each other and the ball dropping. And like, you're like, is the kid hurt? Kid okay? Yeah. Like, they never made a play once.
Dude.
This kid goes up there Torrey Hunter style.
That climbing the wall.
That's what I'm saying last night they did.
Yes,
I'm saying back in the day when everything was great.
Into each other.
They would smash into each other, the ball would drop, and you were just like, they never made a single play. Like, who are these kids? Then this kid yesterday climbs the wall like he's Jim Edmonds.
What a catch.
Like, okay.
What a catch. And Cominero's like, oh, you count that one. It's like, they shouldn't count
They're
that.
They're like, sure.
Home run's got to go over the wall.
They should have stopped the whole thing and replayed it. Right, when it's under review. They're like, everyone's under the hood. They're like looking at it. They're like, oh, this is what we need. This is what we needed.
So I would, if Cominero won and he had a fake home run, I would have been bullcrap about that.
That would have been tough.
But look, I have a blind spot for the big dumper. I would really be questioning him even advancing round one last night.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
An unbelievable year he's having.
What'd you think of the uniforms, Keith? You didn't like those?
I'll tell you right now, don't care for them.
Don't care for them?
This is, I know we're really being pigeonholed as angry old people and things were better.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
All right, I really don't care for either one of them. And Terp had them up on the screen there. You can see going with, like, they're both blue. Yeah, put one's a navy blue. One is, like, a, I don't know, royal blue. And they have an AL, giant AL, both lowercase, which I do not like at all.
But is that, like, an homage to the old Braves? Lowercase A is what I assume that was.
But if I'm an American League All-Star, I don't want, like, a lowercase A. And then the lowercase NL. Just not for me. And they do have the team logo on the sleeve, I guess. They have the number on, like, the front side, like, in gold. I would never buy that. I would never wear that. I don't care. I don't care for that at all.
Okay.
You could do a lot better than that.
You have a grade?
On a scale of 100?
7!
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
17. Not a 17.
I was going to say, like, 25.
It's bad. It's really bad. It's not good.
Okay. And again, I don't like that I'm always a higher grade on these uniforms. Every time we go to the scale,
grader.
I am an easy grader. Easy grader on the uniforms.
Now, this is like a 17. It's useless. You don't want it. It's very forgettable, and they'll never wear those again. People, I don't think, are going to be rushing to the pro shops to buy those. The good news is, I believe, like, with 99% certainty, that tonight they're going back to wearing their regular uniforms for the game.
Well, thank God.
Which is awesome. There was nothing better than that, seeing when they do the introductions as a kid, watching all the best players in baseball line up side by side by side, and seeing Ricky Henderson in the A's uniform, standing next to Wade Boggs in the Red Sox, standing next to Joe Carter in the Blue Jays, standing next to Cal Ripken in the Orioles. Awesome. And so you're going to get that tonight. Now, you can quibble and argue with whether the lineups are as good as those lineups or whatever else. But just the uniforms and seeing those side by side, I think that's pretty sweet.
Okay, so let's start with the good, because I'm with you. It's nice that they're going to wear their actual uniforms, and the uniforms last night stunk.
Uh-huh.
Let me start with the actual good before I give you another old man gripe.
Oh, boy. Let's get these out of the system.
Skeens and Scooble, pretty good tonight.
Skeens, Scooble, nice.
Like, that is that was a very chalky preseason prediction by one of us. We're going to revisit our MLB predictions coming up. But that was one man's preseason Cy Young prediction going into the year. Very chalky.
Yeah.
And yet, very accurate, it seems, at least entering the All-Star break. Okay. So that's pretty cool. Seeing Skeens, Scooble, I imagine they both go one inning. You probably don't even get six outs like you did with Pedro way back in the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have dual Cy Young guys. It's hard to project, especially with pitchers, Hall of Fame. But, like, they're both on Hall of Fame tracks, mm-hmm. at least, mm-hmm. right?
So that's going to be hard to beat. Those are the top two pitchers in the sport.
Skeens.
We'd like Crochet. He's not even pitching in the game.
Right.
I'm happy we're not getting the kid out of Milwaukee who doesn't even deserve to be there after five starts. Mizorowski.
Oh, did you hear him? Miz? And then he was talking trash or whatever. He's like, oh, they're not mad at me or whatever. Like, he was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had some stuff to say about
the Phillies.
It was probably a Bradford exclusive for all
I saw the Phillies were complaining about him. I didn't see he had clapped back.
Yeah.
But five starts, he's ticketed to the All-Star game, which
is ridiculous.
He says,
they're not upset with me. He was asked about, like, people being pissed that he's there. And he's like, they're not upset with me.
Can you imagine if they allowed, after five starts, you get into the All-Star game? Brian Rose would have been an All-Star back in the day.
Brian Rose could have been.
Juan Pena.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's ridiculous, but
well, the Phillies paid out Christopher Sanchez's All-Star bonus.
Even though he didn't make it. Well, I saw that. That's why they were all complaining.
Why'd they do that?
Because
he was the snub.
He got snubbed, exactly.
But there's like a million guys on the team.
Should the Red Sox pay Rafaela's bonus? Maybe.
He should be there.
Maybe they
should. And Narvaez.
So I like that pitching matchup.
Yeah.
The lineups leave
Lineup is out.
The lineups leave something a little to be desired, don't they?
For example, they really do.
Here's the AL.
Go ahead.
Terp has it on the screen.
No. Give me the AL.
Gleyber Torres at second base.
No, thanks.
Riley Green, left field.
He's a good young player, but no thanks.
Okay, real quick. Most fans? Like,
don't know those guys.
Who does he even play for, most fans?
Right.
Okay. I bet him for a home run every once in a while, so I'm aware of where he plays.
Uh-huh.
Do most fans know where Riley Green plays his baseball?
Probably not.
Aaron Judge,
legit stud.
Big dumper, cleanup.
So at least having an amazing season. We'll see where when it's all said and done. He's having an amazing season, because even if you go back and look at some of the lineups from, like, the 90s, there's a guy that kind of stands out. You're like, that guy was an all-star that year? And like, that happens all the time.
A guy leads the bigs in home runs. You deserve to be in there. Vladdy Jr., no complaints. So 3-4-5, legit. 1-2, questionable. Ryan O'Hearn is the DH?
Ryan O'Hearn.
Again, ask most fans where he plays.
Yeah.
Now, Red Sox fans should know this. Devers was probably ticketed for that spot. He had the most votes in the American League at DH. O'Hearn's a replacement, so maybe some of that you can explain away. Junior Caminero in the home run derby last night. Javi Baez, Jacob Wilson, who's having a great year as a rookie for the A's. That's your AL lineup?
Like, all seriousness, if you tell me there's one or two Hall of Famers on that whole list, I'd be like, yeah. Judge is automatic. And then maybe Vlad Guerrero.
Maybe Vladdy.
Let's see where he's going. But, like, you might have two Hall of Famers in there? Seems a little light.
Again, not to go back in my day.
Well.
But the American League lineup in, like, 1999.
Do you want that?
The American League lineup.
All right, how about 2000? 25 years ago.
Right. Give me
1999 would be cherry picking. It's Fenway Park. Very nostalgic for that. Pedro Martinez. So
give me
2000.
Fine.
Roberto Alomar.
Hall of Famer.
Derek Jeter.
Hall of Famer.
Bernie Williams.
Not a Hall of Famer. Good player. I don't know why he's in third.
Although,
but
maybe this might take a turn here.
Good player.
Jason Giambi.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
Carl Everett.
Oh, no.
Pudge Rodriguez.
Hall of Famer.
Jermaine Dye. Travis Fryman.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's pretty bad. That's actually pretty bad.
I go to 99.
Do you want the NL from 2000 real quick?
Yes, yeah.
Barry Larkin, Chipper Jones, Vlad Guerrero.
Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
Yep. Sammy Sosa.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
Jeff Kent. Andres Galarraga, Jim Edmonds, Jason Kendall. Also, you'll notice those are all like eight hitters.
You know what?
Pretty bad.
Those are dropping off,
maybe,
actually, Keith.
Maybe this exercise is going to backfire.
Oh, no, we are.
1999.
We are just old men yelling at clouds.
1999. Kenny Lofton.
You want to swipe
stud.
A bag.
Stud.
He's
stud.
Put him on first. You might as well just put him on second.
You mean Willie Mays Hayes? Yeah. Kenny Lofton. Nomar Garciaparra. Ken Griffey Jr.
Nice.
Manny Ramirez.
Yep. Hall of Famer should be Hall of Famer.
Jim Thome.
Hall of Famer?
Yep.
I don't know.
Cal Ripken Jr.
I don't know that he should be in. Ripken's in. Yep.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Okay.
Pudge.
He didn't do steroids. Pudge, Hall of Famer.
Robbie Alomar.
Hall of Famer. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
NL was Barry Larkin, Larry Walker, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Matt Williams, Jeff Bagwell, Mike Piazza, Jeremy Burnett, Jay Bell.
All right, so 99. That's what I'm talking about.
99
is a lot better. Those 2000 lineups were an anomaly.
But even still, you should have like 3, 4, 5, 6 Hall of Famers.
One would think.
Give or take. All right, so and you just did the AL lineup. The NL lineup is... Two locks? Three?
Lineup is out.
Shohei Ohtani leading off. That's legit.
He's in.
Awesome. Yep. Incredible. Ronald Acuna Jr., time will tell. He had an amazing season a couple years ago.
I wouldn't totally rule that out, yeah.
Ketel Marte?
Yeah, he's not going.
No. Freddie Freeman?
Maybe.
Yeah. Manny Machado?
Maybe.
He's good. Will Smith?
No.
Getting jiggy with it?
No.
Kyle Tucker? Hall of Famer?
No.
Francisco Lindor?
No.
And Pete Crow Armstrong?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so the NL lineup's a lot better than the AL.
It is.
Maybe just
it
the
is.
AL lineup stinks.
Yeah, I think the AL lineup
maybe we're just,
a little something
maybe we're just mad there's no Red Sox in there.
Yeah, where are the Sox? Put some Sox in there.
They're all skipping the game.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe that exercise just made us
maybe we're
sound even older than we thought.
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe these lineups are actually on par with previous lineups.
They're like,
you have to rethink everything.
Oh, you missed Alan Trammell in the lineup?
Yeah, Travis Fryman.
I'm sorry.
Fryman.
Travis Fryman.
Yeah, Fryman.
Even worse.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.